I want to give you just a background and context of this situation. If there's one thing that keeps me awake at night as appropriations chairman, is a structure problem that we have in our Constitution and how we handle revenue. Under our Constitution, all gasoline tax goes for roads. Great, I understand that. But all income tax, both corporate and personal, go to public and higher education. The lifeblood of the state is the sales tax. And historically, we've taken a lot of sales tax, put it into roads. Roads could not function with just the gasoline tax. We've also taken a lot of sales tax and we put it into education. Education could not operate in just the income tax revenues we've gone. We're now coming to a time that the challenges to our sales tax is really tremendous. For example, last year we started out the year with $380 million of new ongoing revenue. Only $67 million of that was sales tax. When we got our revenue estimates in the middle of February, that dropped by $20 million. We had $47 million. We picked up an additional $10 million of income tax. So now the balance between income tax and sales tax is really pretty gross. There's several reasons why our sales tax is dropping. Number one is the internet sales, and the sales tax is not collected on internet sales. Now, I know we tried this last session to address that issue, and the bill didn't pass. And again, you need to be clear, when we passed the taxation and tried on that implementation, we have a provision in our law that the sales tax will automatically drop the rate for the state if we start collecting this revenue that's coming through. I've heard estimates of $180 to $200 million. If that revenue came through, the state sales tax rate drops. So there's really no incentive in the state to get more revenue, just a new revenue source. Secondly, we've changed our base. What we pay sales, what we buy today is not subject to sales tax like it was historically. Number three, we have earmarks. Probably education and water are the two largest. They take earmarks right off our rainy day fund. We take money right off the surplus and put it right over. We don't even see it in our budget. And finally, we've given away our base in the fact of sales tax removed off food, sales tax that we choose to give other groups that raise it. So when we talk about Senate Bill 180, it was really an action taken by the Relocation Committee, and it was probably in the last night of the bill that came through, granted to the city that was given the prison the right by city council to raise their sales tax up to half a cent. I was very pleased when I watched the election between the two candidates running for Salt Lake City mayor, and both of them said, "We didn't ask for this. We don't want this." I said, "Great. Then let's take it away and protect our base." And so that was part of the bill. Now, when the bill was filed, I then had news back to me that the county commissioner, county council of Salt Lake, said, "No, we want to keep this for some time in the future." They also talk about we really need it with the prison, but there's no indication they're going to enact it now. Let me tell you my great concern about that. My understanding is that Salt Lake City now has a sales tax of 6.8%. If you add this half a cent, if you add another point to a quarter cent as, on the proposition for UTA and the roads, which actually failed in Salt Lake County, I'm sure you haven't seen the last of that, if that passes, you're going to increase your sales tax above 7.5%. Now, I have a choice. I live in Logan. I don't have to buy in Salt Lake City if I don't want to. I can make a choice to buy in some other area that doesn't have that sales tax, especially on the items that concern us. But if I live in the west side of Salt Lake, I really don't have a choice. I can't really drive out to Sandy to buy something or drive, see now Davis and Weber County past the one quarter, but not the half cent. And so what happens is we get kind of the problem I see as a budget chairman of the state of Utah is as we contract and we lose the sales tax base and we give the half a cent away to Salt Lake City, what do we do? What do we do? Now, what's funded by sales tax besides the help we give the other entities? Corrections, Health and Human Services. I think Representative Dunnigan just pointed out a really good problem. where do we get the general sales tax, general fund money to pay for these expansions? Because this base is not growing. We can cut programs or not fund new programs. We can expand the tax base by going back and saying maybe you put sales tax back on food. Maybe we tax services, whatever we have to do to expand the base. We can remove the earmarks, say we won't give so much sales tax to roads or to water or to the rainy day fund. We can cut the granting of these extensions, because we get up in the legislature all the time. We have groups who want to have this little bit of sales tax or this little bit of sales tax. I've decided what makes sales tax the least hated is because you don't really realize you pay it until you buy a big ticket item. I would submit that if we sat down and said, well, the average person who makes, say, $50,000 a year would spend 2% for sales tax. So we're going to send you a bill. We're not going to have the merchant mess around with it. We're just going to send you a bill at the end of the year that you owe us $1,000 or whatever the sales tax. Then suddenly you'd see it like you see property tax. Same thing with income tax. If we didn't have withholding and said you got to April 15th and had to pay your taxes, there'd be a rebellion. It's interesting. I had a person call me not too long ago and said, why did you raise income tax? I said, we didn't. He says, well, and I said, how much did you pay last year in income tax? Well, I don't know, but my refund went from $800 down to $400, so you must have raised taxes. I says, go look at your tax returns and see how much you actually paid. Oh, I just look at my refund. And so I think as sales tax is that same kind of an item, we don't really pay attention to it. But it is an important lifeblood of state government. And that's what keeps me awake at night, is what are we going to do when it gets to that final point that we've taken all the sales tax out of higher education to balance the budget and there's no more to go. I don't want to be sitting in that appropriations chair when we have income tax come in like it is and we can give, say, the teachers a 5% salary increase, but we tell our highway patrolmen or the people working in DCFS, you don't get a raise because we have no sales tax money to pay for it. So my bill basically said the mayor's running for office said they didn't need it. I think it's an unfair implementation for us to lose our base because we have some certainly important things, as I think Representative Dunnigan just pointed out, that we need to have sales tax money to pay for. Thank you.